Blog Talk Radio.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we are grateful to see another blessed day. Father, we petition you once again in humility and asking, Lord God, that your Spirit not only just be with us, but give us light that we stand in need of. Lord, bring us out of the dark areas where Satan has had a stronghold and have locked us down, kept us from going forward in you. Bless us with that understanding we need, that the devil will not continue to rob us anymore. Father, we are in need of what your Spirit can bring, and therefore we petition you this day before we go into this lesson in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray that every ear, every heart, every eye boost this broadcast and that tune in. Lord God, touch them right now by your Spirit. Let your presence be sensed, even felt, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Show your divine power once again in who you are, that you are Lord God Almighty, and besides you, there is no other. In the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, I am grateful, and I thank you, Lord, for what you've done and what you're doing. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, amen and amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Before I go any further, I want to thank God for all of you that are listening to this broadcast. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word Man broadcast. Thank God for all of you on this blessed Sunday night here. To others in other parts of the world, it is Monday morning and Monday evening. And no matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are, I want to welcome you to another God's Word Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GodsWordToMan@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we will give unto you. Praise be to God. I want to open up with an opening scripture before I go into tonight's lesson and tonight's new series. I want to, if you have your Bibles with you, wherever you're at, hey, you know, if you're at home, why don't you go grab your Bible? Amen. Some of y'all may can pull up your Bible on your phone. Amen. And some of you may be listening to me in your vehicle, and you don't have the Bible with you. I just ask that you listen along, okay? But I want to open up with an opening scripture from Isaiah chapter 58, verse 1 in the Bible. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 1. Opening scripture to this message, which is also the beginning of a series. Amen. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 1. The word of God says, cry aloud, spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sins. Glory be to the Lord. In this opening scripture, the Lord says unto Isaiah and to the Isaiahs today, to the believers who are hearing his voice, to the believers who desire to come close to the Lord, to the believers who have been giving themselves to the Lord, to the believers whom God has called to give his word in his pureness. He says, cry loud and spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet and show my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sins. I am here tonight to begin a new series on a subject that, sad to say, even I may have to say, even maybe among some Christians, is controversial. It is controversial to me when it shouldn't be controversial, but it is. I understand the world not seeing it. I understand that it's, quote, controversial with the world, because until their eyes are opened, until they receive Christ as Lord, they will be blind to the truth. But when it becomes controversial, even among maybe some Christians, that's more disturbing. I am crying loud, according to Isaiah 58:1 here, and sparing not. That's not a statement to be prideful. But tonight I'm beginning a new series where I am crying aloud concerning abortion. For those of you who listen to me on the, or have been listening on the broadcast, you know that whenever I seek to teach in the name of the Lord, I don't like to rush through things. I go at a certain pace. Therefore, you know, those of you who've been listening to me, you know what I do. Now, for those of you that are first timers, what I just described to you, that's what I do. When I'm teaching on a series, I don't like to rush through it, because God has taught me that when you're teaching, you got to go at a certain pace. And one of the paces, you don't go too fast when you want people to get it. Now, understand this. I know that overall you need the Holy Ghost to reveal, but I know I need to do all that I can on my end to help within the process that you may get to the point that you may understand. Above all, once again, I know that the Holy Ghost is number one in that area, but he calls people to teach. And God said to cry aloud and spare not. I take this subject seriously, people. I don't take it lightly, because it is very serious. It is a very serious topic. It's a very serious thing that's being done. And the Lord has called his people. And I want you to understand that everyone that is claiming to be a Christian is not answering the call of crying aloud or spare not. And one of the reasons is a fear. Fear, shame, you name it. And as a Christian, what it comes down to, are you willing to do what God tells you to do, or are you not? Are you willing to go through because you're standing on the word of God or not? Now, some of you in the church services, you hallelujah all over the place, you're falling all over and everything and saying praising God. But when it really comes to standing for the word, you are a no-show. And once again, that statement I make to you is not being braggadocious on myself. I'm just being honest. And what has happened with the church world today on many, quote, tough subjects, that even the world has asked the question of the church, where do you stand on it? The church seems to either stutter or fumble over the mouth or tap dance around the question, you name it, instead of just answering it according to what the word of God says. Too afraid, because you might lose your popularity, or people might not like you like they did before. And to those things, I say, well, that's true. Because what's going to prevail in the end is truth. Amen. A lie is not going to prevail in the end. The truth will. Not a lie. Thank you, Jesus. And so I'm doing what the word of the Lord says here in Isaiah 58. I'm going to cry loud and spare not. And I must come to you today about this thing on abortion. Now, I'm here to tell you and here to say this, and some may say, well, Brother Nate, where do you stand on abortion? And my answer to you is I stand where God stands. God is not for abortion. Okay? And I stand with God on that. That's the same way with homosexuality. If people ask me, where do you stand on that? I say, I stand with God. God says it's abomination. I say it's abomination because I stand with him. I'm not going to tap dance around the answer. I'm not going to fumble at my words. I'm just going to tell you I'm with God. Amen. And what he stands on, that's what I stand on. Because without him, I can't stand. So I have to stand with him. And God is not with abortion. Now, I want to say that some of you may ask, well, is this where the church you belong to stand? Well, I can't fully answer that. Because, to be honest with you, the Church of Christ the Lies of Message, the church I belong to, as well as the Christianity to a degree as a whole. And I say to a degree because there are other Christians out there reporting on the same thing that I'm about to report on, okay? But in general, to a big degree, on some of the hard-hit issues, we have not fully come in unison on where the church stands on that. So that's what I say to that question. But me individually, as a Christian, I stand with God, and God says he's not for abortion. In this series, and this is the series starting off, we're going to be in scriptures, and we're going to be in research. I'm going to come before you with scriptures, research, even testimonies, okay, in this series. Once again, it's not a series where I'm going to rush through it, but I'm going to move accordingly to the way of the Lord. Amen. And that's what I want you to know as I open up this series. Once again, I'm not here to take light of it. This is a very serious subject. Very serious, okay? So this is where I stand at. I'm going to come to you, and as I give you the scriptures and the research and all of that, then God wants me to let you choose. I'm not going to ask for your phone number or address and call you up and bug you and say, what did you get? What did you get? I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to call you up and say, did you hit it? Did you get it? Did you receive? I'm not going to do that because that is not my job. I was not assigned of God to do such a thing. Amen. Praise be to God. So, without further ado, we're going to get ready to go into the beginning of this series concerning abortion. Amen. We're going to start off defining what is the definition of abortion. What is the definition of abortion? I'm going to give you the definition of abortion from two sources, the medical field and Webster, okay? The medical field and Mariah Webster to define to you what does abortion mean. Now, before I go into that, this is something else I want to say on this. There are some of you out there who think that just because you can't find the actual word abortion. Or there's other words. That just because you can't find the actual word in the Word of God, that God doesn't talk about it. And that is far from the truth. Some of you will look at this word abortion and say, you're going to say you're going to come from the Word of God with it. Well, the word abortion doesn't show up in the Bible. Well, no, the word abortion, I hadn't seen the word abortion in there, but the things talk about it is in dealing with abortion that the Word of God talks about. So just because you don't see the actual word doesn't mean that God doesn't talk about it. You understand what I'm saying? Just because you don't see the actual word. So I wanted to say that before I go to define abortion, because like I said, there's some of you out there that, you know, you got to see the actual word to the actual word to believe the Word of God talks about it. And that's not always true. God can have words said that means the same thing as the actual word. So I thought I would throw that in there. Amen. Glory to God. So, abortion, what does it mean? The word abortion, from the medical field definition of abortion, means the premature exit of the products of conception from the uterus. The premature exit of the products of conception from the uterus. It is the loss of a pregnancy and does not refer to why that pregnancy was lost. That's one of the medical field or the medical field definition of abortion. So it's saying that the premature exit of the products of conception. Well, what is the products of conception? It is the fetus, the fetal membranes, and the placenta. So here, according to medical field definition of abortion, they're saying that it is the premature exit of the fetus or the fetal membranes or the placenta from the uterus. The premature exit, in other words, it leaves before time. Okay? That's what the medical field overall is saying about abortion. Webster defined abortion, to give the definition of abortion. And the definition of the word abortion from Webster is the termination of a pregnancy after, accompanied by, resulting in, or closely followed by the death of the embryo or fetus as a spontaneous expulsion of a human fetus during the first 12 weeks of gestation. It is also induced expulsion of a human fetus. Okay? So Webster says that that an abortion is an induced expulsion of a human fetus. Now, I want to look up the word induce, I-N-D-U-C-E-D, to see what the word induce means. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. The word induce. Hallelujah. Thank God for his, the word of the Lord. Now, the word induce means to move by persuasion or influence. Okay. To move by persuasion or influence. Induce expulsion of a human fetus. Now, what about expulsion? Okay, let's look up expulsion and see what that means. Thank you, Jesus. Expulsion. Expulsion means the act of expelling. And you say, okay, well, take me a little deeper there, brother. What does the act of expelling mean? Okay, let's continue in Webster and look up the word expelling. Expelling means to force out, eject. So it's the act of, it's the influencing of where you're forced out, or where a human fetus is forced out. Okay? Amen. And according to Western definition, when it's influenced to be forced out, it's followed by death. So if you put the medical field definition together with Webster's defining, overall, it's where the fetus or embryo prematurely exits the uterus, and it is influenced or forced out, resulting in death. Now, we're talking about abortion today, where it is done under man's decision to have this done, to cause the human fetus prematurely to exit the uterus and die, especially when this is purposely done. Now, I want you to understand something. And just how we define, the embryo, the abortion, because later on we're going to look at it a little bit further and how this is the life. But anyhow, so we got the understanding that in an abortion, the fetus, the human fetus, and I want to express to you, this is a life. And as we go on the series, we're going to talk a little bit more about that. Is prematurely forced to leave the uterus before time, and it dies. Amen. Or is forced to leave before time, closely followed by death. Whether it died from being connected to a source to feed it, or is being killed. Amen. Once again, people, as I said before, this is a very serious subject. I'm not here to take this lightly. Amen. I'm here to seriously let you know that God is not for this. When a woman is pregnant with child, that's a life. And God is not for you saying, hey, blah, 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 don't, and you just up and just kill it. Now, the next thing I want to talk about, as I've already defined abortion, I want to give some reasons why people, or what people give to justify having an abortion. Now, I want you to understand something. I understand that if a mother is giving birth and she's about to die from that, that they may have to take the baby to keep her life. I understand that. But I'm talking about where your decision to purposely, and let me put it to you bluntly, kill the child. Amen. Now, once again, like I said, now, as I've defined abortion, I want to talk about some of the reasons that people give to justify or to have an abortion. Amen. And very important that we hear this. First reason that, and get this, this has been titled Reasons Women Give for Having Abortion. But I want to say something before I give these reasons. Though we see many, or most of the time, it's the women coming up to the forefront saying something, many times also there are men behind it. Oh, yeah, amen. They won't, I'm going to be honest with you, they try to play in the background, in the shade. Amen. They just stay back there, But sometimes, and so in many of the cases, I put it this way, not all, but in many of the cases, there'll be men back there pushing the woman. Now, let's start with the reasons that is given for justification or to have an abortion. First reason, the fetus is not a life. Well, according to the word of God, and I stand with the word, I beg to differ. But once again, we're going to go in a series and talk about that. So the first one is the fetus is not a life. The second reason, the woman has a right to do what she wants with her own body. Now, if there's a common cry for abortion that I've heard, is that what I just read? You hear a lot of women, well, I have a right to do what I want to do with my body. You know what? I want to say to that, in a sense, you're right. You do. But here's the thing that you miss. And see, when we talk about abortion, we have to involve the Lord. Now, some of y'all, when I say that, you'll say, now, religion don't need to be in it. Why are you bringing the religion? I'm bringing the Lord Jesus. Amen. See, people, when they get to having an abortion, they don't ask God what he think or what he say about it. It's about all what I want, all what I feel. So I hear many women, that to me, that got to be the most common one I hear of reason. Oh, a woman have a right to do what she want to do with her body. Well, in a sense, you're right. But here's the thing. Just because you may have a right to do some or a decision-making right to do some doesn't mean it's always right what you do. See, you have a right to decide whether you want to go rob a bank, but does it make that right? No. You have a right to decide. God said in the Bible when he had Moses to tell him about the blessing and cursing, Moses said, see, I have set before you good and evil, blessing and cursing. Then he said, choose. Choose this day whom you will serve. See, they had a right to choose. Amen. So when you say, well, I have a right to do that, in a sense, you're right. But it doesn't mean the right that you're, quote, exercising is right what you're doing. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you got a right to choose to go rob someone, but that doesn't mean that it's right for you to take their stuff. Amen. So that's the common one I hear. Now, the next one, job, money, and lifestyle. Job, money, and lifestyle. See, some of y'all, okay, and like I said, there'll be men pushing women behind this too. It ain't just the women all the time. Oh, yeah, it's some of the men. Oh, it's some men behind it. Job, money, and lifestyle. See, some of y'all as women, you want to still live the fast life. You want to go to the clubs and party. And now you find out that you're pregnant. You say, oh, this child going to slow me down. I can't go out there and shake myself like I can. I got to be confined to the house. Or you say, well, man, this job I'm on, man, if I had to take time off of this baby, I'm moving up the ladder. This is going to hurt me. I ain't got time for this. Amen. And there are others of you say, I ain't got the money to take care of a child. I'm going to tell you what I say to those things. And then there are you men that's pushing a woman. First thing you say, man, I ain't got no money to take care of no child. Girl, you better get rid of it. Some of you men don't want to be, your lifestyle is playboy, big daddy pimp. You don't want to be known that you got a child. Because you want all the other ladies to be impressed and think that you, quote, ain't bogged down. So you pushing that woman, say, look, you need to have this abortion, you need to get rid of it. Amen. I'm just coming straight with you. The next reason, shame and embarrassment. And once again, I'm just coming straight with the truth. This is both the men and the women. Shame and embarrassment. Some of you that are women, the one you're pregnant by is married. And people know that he's married. And people know he's been coming over to your house every day. Now, I'm just being straight with it. Some of y'all, well, you're being vulgar. I'm not being vulgar. I'm being straight with it. And he's been coming to your house, and they know he's been coming every day. And now you're shame and embarrassed to find out you're pregnant because out in public, he's hanging with his wife. And you walking alone. And people see that. And you know people see that. And you know they're going to see that. And you know, there are people who know about it. No matter how quiet y'all try to keep, you know some people know about it. And see, now you're embarrassed because you know in your heart that as you go to term and start showing, he ain't going to be around. Because he was sneaking and fooling with you while he was married. He definitely ain't going to be seen with you in public. Well, let's be real about it. Some of you men that's pushing it, same reason. You tell them, say, look, you need to get rid of the child because my wife don't need to know about this. So you pushing her to have an abortion. Amen. Shame and embarrassment. And whether you know it about not, there are some parents who are pushing. They got a teenage daughter that may have got pregnant. And they are ashamed of what the neighbor's going to say about them. Oh, yeah, pushing the daughter. You need to have this abortion. Amen. Shame and embarrassment. Some of you may have bragged on your children and put down others. Now, Susie didn't come up pregnant. Or little Joe, you find out now he didn't got a girl pregnant. Amen. And you're trying to talk. Hey, we need to look at this thing. The next reason, it is unfair. Now, if there's a common phrase I will hear from people that mostly is mostly a lot of the young folks who get pregnant. It's so unfair. This is what I want to say to that reason of unfair and the job and the money and the lifestyle. God, after he made Adam and pulled forth Eve from Adam, God set the pace that for the human to come on this world, earth, it's going to be through sexual or through intercourse. Now, Jesus, he came through the womb, but he did not come by the joint of a man and woman. But for the most part, the human being was to come on this earth through sexual intercourse. I say that to say this. While some of you are justifying abortion because you say it's so unfair, or you ain't got the money, or it might hurt your lifestyle, you can't go out and party like you want. You chose to lay down with that person. Amen? You chose to lay down with that person. Glory. I sense the Holy Ghost to say that. I don't know who's listening. But why you jumping up and saying it's unfair and you giving that reason why you should have an abortion to kill a life, you're wrong. God said you're wrong. You chose to lay down with that person. Some of y'all are embarrassed because you found out the guy who you lay down with is a Mac Daddy. You didn't call him with other women. He lied to you and said you the only one. And you are embarrassed. And now I don't want no child by him. So you want to kill the life because you angry at him. But see, you chose to lay down with him. Just like some of you men pushing the girl up to have an abortion. Now you find out probably what type of girl she was, and now you embarrassed. And you don't want nobody to know you have been fooling with her. And so in the side, in the dark, you telling her, you got to get rid of her. The next reason, unwanted child. Some of you just plain come out and say, I don't want no child. But yet still, you took the time to lay down. Amen? And now you found out you're pregnant, or he found out you're pregnant. He said, girl, I don't want no child. Well, listen to me, man. you lay down with her. Listen to me, woman. You lay down with him. Okay? Amen. Glory to God. The next reason. It's okay. It's legal. Just because something, you know, some people would say, you know, the Lord said obey the laws of the land. Okay, I understand what you're saying, but understand this. You have to obey the law when it don't conflict with his law. Amen? Just like they passed the law that okay, same-sex marriage, it says legal. Well, just because it's legal, it don't mean it's legal in the sight of God, which it's not. So my question to you is, who you gonna obey? The law that they laid out here in this nation, or God's law in that area? So for those of you that are jumping up saying, well, you know, it's legal, it's okay, it's because it's legal, that doesn't mean it's legal in the sight of God. Amen. The next reason is deformity. Now, this is where I say to this. You know, the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and righteousness, and all things will be added. And people, well, I found out my child going to be like this, going to be like that, going to be like this. Let me ask you a question. Can God heal? I want you to ask yourself that question. Now, if you going to take the doctor's word over it and say God can't heal, because see, God, my God, God is a healer, okay? He's a deliverer. He's a healer, okay? Hallelujah. Jesus, glory to God. I sense the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. He is. The next reason, husband and wife abort. Now, the husband and wife get together and say, hey, we need to get rid of this child. We don't need another child right now, or we can't afford a child right now. Once again, look at what God chose through sexual relations. And we know when you get married, you're going to end up having sexual relations, okay? Let me ask you a question. Cannot God provide the means, if you need it, to help take care of the child? Glory. The next two reasons, incest and rape. Now, I want to say something to these two. I'm not going to be insensitive to this. And I understand to a degree what people say, well, you know, it's incest and rape, you know, blah, blah, blah. You don't need to have. I understand it. But still, it is a life, people. Now, for example, there have been some incestual relationships that was not forced, that both participants was willingly. Then you have rape. Well, we know what rape is about. It's when you force. But there is a statutory rape that can involve the person sex with the underage person, underage child, where that is statutory rape, even if the underage child or person consent with it. But I say all that to say this, it is still a life. It's still a life. Now, I want to give you a little research or a statistic here right quick, because, and it's dealing with adoption. And I say that if you don't want the child, give it up for adoption. Just give it up for adoption. If you don't want the child, give it up for adoption. But it's a life. You understand that? You know, even if you like, well, I can't take care of it, I don't have the money, give it up for adoption. I want to give you a little research right quick in this title, Why Many Women Choose Abortion Over Adoption. Okay? This come out May the 20th, 2019. And I just want to give you a little segment of this. And it says, But even among American women from whom carrying a child to term will be safe, adoption is a remarkable, unpopular course of action. You hear that? A remarkable, unpopular, not a popular, unpopular course of action. Then he goes on to say, though exact estimates for all women are hard to come by, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports that among never married women, never, women that never been married, about 9% chose adoption before 1973. Now you said, well, what's important about the year 1973? That's the year that abortion was legalized. And so in their statistics, they said 9% of women that wasn't married chose adoption. And then they said the figure was higher for white women at 19%. So they're saying that before 1973, 9% of the women chose adoption, but 19% of the white women before 1973 chose adoption. Then it goes on and said by the mid-1980s, the figure had dropped to 2%, and it was just 1% by 2002, which is the last year the CDC data captured. In 2014, only 18,000 children under the age of two were placed with adoption agencies. By comparison, there are about 1 million abortions each year. That number way outweighs adoption, doesn't it? Now, there was this certain institute, if I'm not mistaken now, I think it's called Guttmacher or whatever, did a survey and found out that when it came down to abortion, adoption, or just having a child, that more of the women decide either to abort or have the child and not adopt, give adoption. Interesting, ain't it? You know, and I read a couple reasons why they gave that. You know, one of them said, well, I don't want to become emotionally attached to the child. See, that's one of the reasons why they want it. As soon as they hear a pregnant, poof, let's get rid of it. I don't want to get emotionally attached to the life. So let's kill the life because I don't want to get attached to it. Wow. The other reason I read that it was said, well, what if I give that child up for adoption and that child come back later on questioning me about why, you know, why I gave him up? So I guess that since you don't want to answer the question, you just decide that you're going to kill the life to prevent that from happening. I'm here to let you know that God is not for it. Now, like I said, some of you listen, you'll say, well, I disagree, blah, blah, blah. Well, like I told you in this series, because I'm just starting off tonight, I'm going to be giving you percentages, research, scripture. We're going to talk about it, okay? Even more. I open up with what I open up tonight. Amen. And like I said, this is not a series I'm going to rush through. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank God for Jesus. I'm going to stop it right here as I open up with defining the abortion. What is abortion? And talk to you about the reasons people have given to have abortion. And I gave you a little research on, and basically what it was telling you, that how that when it comes to abortion, adoption, and just parenting, women have chose more either to abort or parent than to give up for an adoption. In other words, if I don't parent it, I'd rather kill it. That's the best way I can put it. If I don't want to parent it, I want to kill it. I'm going to kill it if I don't want to parent. If I don't want to get emotionally attached to it, I'm going to kill it. If I don't want it to come back and start asking me, well, why you give me up, I'm going to kill it. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. As I told you in the beginning, I'm not here to take this subject lightly. This is very serious. Very serious. I mean, I don't know what more can I stress on it. And like I say, in this series, it's going to be statistics, it's going to be scriptures, it's going to be testimony, even of ex-abortionists. Okay, it's going to be testimony. Okay, in this series, glory to God. And I am very grateful and humble for this opportunity to come before you today. Now, and God has opened his door. So now, thus far, what you've heard from me, I'm still going to point you to go ask Jesus. Go ask the Lord. What you heard from me thus far today, go ask him about it. You can just come out and ask him, Lord, are you for abortion or not? Let me know. I want to know the truth. Now, that's if you want to really know the truth. You know, some people ask and they don't really want to know. And I guess at one point we all have been in that condition one time. There was time where we asked God about something we really won't know. We just asked him, hoping that we won't get an answer. So we can say, Lord, you ain't answering me. And then when he really do answer, we shocked, about to fall backwards and somebody got to hold us up. Amen. And what I say to that is, wow. So start off tonight, start off with an opening. And once again, I just pray that those of you who've been listening would ask the Lord about it. Brother Nate is not here to say, you better accept it because I told you. No, I'm here to tell you, say, what I'm telling you, and God has given me to tell you, ask God about it. Amen. Because see, some of you, to be honest, you may be in ignorance. I believe that some, you know, some people who have had abortions, who are thinking about having it or whatever, are in ignorance about the truthfulness about abortion. And you have some people that want them to have it. Of course, they're going to tell them what they want to tell them to influence them to have it. Amen. But I believe some of you are and is in true ignorance about an abortion. And I believe some of you, it has been in the back of your mind, was it right what I did? Or is it right what I'm thinking about doing? It may weigh heavy on the back of your mind. And some of you who may have just came to the Christian faith saying, how does God feel about it? I mean, will he support me in it or will he not? Would it make him happy or would it make him upset? I mean, well, like I said, Brother Nate is not the only one reporting on abortion. There are other Christians, but it should have been a lot more. Why is it not? Because some of us is hiding in the trenches. We're jumping over the bushes and the shrubs, and we're hiding behind the houses and jumping over cars and hiding because we don't want to be seen. We don't want nobody to approach us with this question. How do you feel about abortion? Because we, and some of us, may even know it's wrong, but too scared to say it's wrong. And so we think that hiding from it will make it go away. See, that's the mentality of some of God's people. That's why when it comes to confrontation, many of us run. Because if we think if we can run away from it and waste time, that'll take care of it and we ain't got to worry about answering. But I'm here to tell you this day, as a Christian, you can't dodge confrontation. I don't care who you are. You're going to have some kind of confrontation, whether it's with associates, friends, or even your family, concerning the word of truth. There's going to be some kind of confrontation somewhere. And see, some of you, once again, is trying to spend your time dodging it, running away from it, hoping it'll go away. Well, you may have did it at one time, and it seemed like it went away. But guess what? That ain't going to continue to happen. And guess what? God is not going to let it continue to happen. Because God is telling you, so you got a choice you got to make. Amen. Once again, I'm humbled to be able to come before you in this series, at the beginning of this series of abortion. Thank God for it. Once again, don't forget tomorrow, Lord say the same, Brother Emmanuel Murphy. And if I'm not mistaken, I think Brother Daniel Rogers should be coming on. Check for the advertisement tomorrow. And then if the Lord say the same, I will be back on Tuesday night with abortion part two. We continue from there. And whatever way the Lord leads, that's where we will go. Amen. Praise be to God. So let us pray. Father, we thank you. In the name of thy precious Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. We thank you for this day you made and created. We thank you, Lord, for everyone that was listening to the broadcast. Father, as they seek your face, let it be found. In the name of Jesus. I offer up a continuous special prayer for Sister Sally Bruce. You will strengthen her, raise her up for your glory. In the name of Jesus Christ. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be glorified. Blessed be the name of the Lord our God. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for all of you that was listening to the broadcast. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. May God bless you and may he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all.
Give it back to you. You gave me.